Marquette put together its best performance of the season, routing Creighton 86-62. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Big East freshman of the week, Nigel James, had 21 points. Royce Parham added 19. Marquette shot 68% in the first half, led by as many as 31 points in their third conference win this season. Guard Chase Ross.
Storm can't last forever, so just getting through that storm and we're going to prevail soon, so I feel like just honing in on what we got to do, sticking to our culture, everything we talk about, just trusting the process. I feel like that's helped us over the break, you know, with classes being not in session. So, like, we just been in a gym working, doing what we need to do, get some wins.
Badgers return to Big Ten action tonight. They'll host the rival Minnesota Gophers in an 8 p.m. tip on BTN from the Kohl Center. Bucks dropped their third straight, falling at Philadelphia 139-122. Miles Turner scored a team-high 31. Ryan Rollins added 24, but the Bucks couldn't keep up with the Sixers in the fourth quarter.
Defensively, was awful. We wasn't close enough to foul them tonight. We miss 8 layups tonight, where we could have had a ton more points, missed free throws tonight. One of the things we talked about before the game is we wanted to dominate the glass and we couldn't turn the ball over. Those are the two things that hurt us.
That's Doc Rivers. Packers could lose another assistant. Quarterbacks coach Sean Mannion interviewing for the second time in Philadelphia for the Eagles' offensive coordinator job. Pittsburgh Steelers introduced Mike McCarthy as their new head coach yesterday.
You know, oftentimes coaches and players, you know, you put on new team colors and it takes a minute to feel comfortable in those new colors. But to be blessed beyond any measure one day to put on the colors you wore since you brought home. I apologize. Right, I told you not to sit my family down here in front. This is so unfair.
McCarthy said he's open to reuniting with quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who hasn't made a decision on his future as he considers suiting up for a 22nd season at the age of 42. Two spent 13 years together in Green Bay. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.